pound, straight out of Midtown. One half the brain busters, although not a buster, the magnificent sting. True ring technician, arm drag to submission. Whole competition, whole possible way. Did I forget to mention, oh, back in the day, that top turnbuckle from that song, sun spray. So one way over another, brother, I'ma get you inside of the square circle and definitely hurt you serious, really bad, something awful. Severely injured every one of my contenders with my signature ender. It's called the mutilator. It's sort of like a crippler crossface mixed with a full Nelson. Throw in a sunset, flip a slight, toss up the hip, guaranteed to end the match on the 1-2-3 tip. And just to see if there's any tough guys in the house, on my way out, I'ma walk through the crowd, punching every motherfucker that's trying to get loud. Swinging like I'm trying to put a hole in your face. Oh, but don't trip off of me. I'm really just mad cause I don't have that championship gold around my waist. But by the end of this EP, I bet you see the double B, me and 2Max with the G-O-L-D. Led to victory by our manager memo. About to bring the titles home and it's no problemo. Bring the titles back and it's gonna hurt.
Who is the Beverly Brothers manager in the WWE?
Cleveland Bus.
Bart and Billy Gunn can't stop the ego onslaught. I gotta get the $1 million belt out of the people pawn shop non-stop. We gotta destroy the strike force. Mercy mind clouders, moonsault with mind force. We the bomb, what you think? As Tom Zink or Aspar Roma, none of you motherfuckers is too tall for a coma. Even Rick Martel is on the dick. He says he's sick of this shit and he wants to join our clique. And I don't mean to disrespect, but Mercy 2Max are the only prospects. Brain busters, the only bees at the bell. We beat me, Brian Blair, and Trip and Jim Brazil. Then we beat the Midnight Rockers with much success for trying to bite the Midnight and the Rock and Roll Express. Yes, yes, and that's word to Kevin Sullivan. I swung 11 bottles of Culligan at Blackjack Mulligan. And then there's some Barry Windham. I buried him in the casket match and then I pinned him. And then there's Bro Kendo. Memo threw him out the window, then began to roll all of fucking Indo. And then we played some Nintendo.
What tag team defeated Demolition on Saturday night's main event?
He was just trying to get his leg away from him and it inadvertently slipped and hit him in the mouth.